Hey guys, it's Gabriel Brown here. It's November 6th, and I'm doing podcast 11. Of course, we're all voting today in the US of A, and I think it's only appropriate that I talk about some consumer files that I had some challenges with and some of my clients had some challenges with that are related to voter registration cards. Now, we've talked about the difference between a credit report, a consumer report, and a consumer file. But let's review really quickly. A credit report is something that creditors review in response to an application for credit. A consumer report is something that consumers review in response to a need to determine what's on their credit reports for their personal edification, not because they're applying for credit, but because they want to see what's on their reports, a consumer or a private citizen. That would be like getting one annual free report every year, okay, from annualcreditreport.com, all right? And then a consumer file, which is also synonymous with data reports, is what private organizations sell to credit bureaus after they collect this data from social media, from surveys, online surveys, questionnaires, scraping the internet, from public records like courthouses, marriage licensing, employment history, things like professional licensing, anything that's in the public domain, all right? These reports, also banking history, criminal record, background reports, these data reports are compiled by private organizations and sold to banking institutions, lending institutions, auto dealers, mortgage companies, and these are called consumer files, okay? Now, for a long time, I was struggling to get an address updated on my three credit reports, the three major reports, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. We also know there's three minor credit bureaus, which I disclose in my WealthScore Academy. And I also offer a free request form for the three minor reports because everyone has seen their major credit reports, but very few have seen the three minor credit reports. And you can go to my website, WealthScoreMentor.com, WealthScoreMentor.com, and get a free legal request form to send to the three minor credit bureaus to get a copy of your reports, because you can have great Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion credit reports and have some challenges on the three minor credit reports that will block you or cause you to be declined, okay? Now, for years, I was having some challenges with an old address on my credit reports that was showing as my current address. And no matter how many times I sent in my driver's license and proof of address to have that information updated, it would not be updated. And around this time last year, because I always request my credit reports and my consumer files, or excuse me, my consumer reports and my consumer files once a year around this time, and I got my voter registration card forwarded to me, and it had my old address on it. And I realized that this was probably triggering the credit bureaus or the private organizations that was collecting the consumer files and data reports on me to submit information to the credit bureaus suggesting that my current address was actually my old address, but because I hadn't updated my voter registration card, no matter how many times I submitted the information to update to the current address, the government organization that reported my old address, that took credence over my documentation, proof of address, my driver's license that I sent to the credit bureaus demanding an update. Once I submitted an update of my current address to the voter registration organization that collects that data, I then noticed my address changed on my credit report. I got an alert that my address had been updated on my credit report. So what am I saying? These consumer files and data reports sometimes have more weight or carry more weight than actually your official documents that you submit to the credit bureaus. I submitted an official driver's license, an official social security card, and a current proof of address, which was a telephone bill, and the credit bureaus would not update my address. So, a hint or a tip for today. There is a voter registration consumer file that is produced by a company called eMerges. E, the letter E, Merges, M-E-R-G-E-S. There's two others that I had to update my voter registration information with as well, but I'm just giving you one today, which is eMerges, M-E-R-G-E-S. And if you're not getting your voter registration card to your current address, all right, then that means that they have an old address on file for you, and that can cause you to have some challenges with updating your address with the credit bureaus, because they'll take the government agency address on file as being or having more weight than you updating your current address yourself. That's the tip for the day. This is podcast number 11. I look forward to speaking with you on podcast 12. Happy voting today, and also have a blessed day.